I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds signed a bill into law putting new limits on government agency diversity trainings and school lessons related to racism and sexism. The new law says trainings and lessons must not promote certain ideas, including that the U.S. and the state of Iowa are systemically racist or sexist. The new law takes effect on the 1st of July. The executive director of Siouxland District Health says when it comes to the COVID-19 vaccine, more than 36% of the total population in Woodbury County has been fully vaccinated, with more than 40% receiving at least one dose. Kevin Green says, though, there has not been a change in the low counts of African-American community members receiving the vaccine. Local officials estimated the rate at less than 1% in the middle of April. The city of Sioux City announced plans for this year's Mardi Gras parade. The event was canceled last year due to the pandemic. The parade kicks off the Saturday in the Park Festival on Thursday, July 1st at 6 p.m. in downtown Sioux City. Saturday in the Park will take place over 2 days this year, Friday, July 2nd and Saturday the 3rd. Organizers of the Free Music Festival provided an update today. Local hip-hop duo Dad will be one of the many artists gracing the Abe stage. Other acts on the main stage include Sioux City's own Ultraviolet Fever and Ghost Cat. Some of the national performers are CTA or California Transit Authority, Valerie June, and Trombone Shorty. The headliner for Friday night is AJR and Saturday night, John Fogerty. Co-founder of the event, Dave Bernstein, says it has been a hectic year.
In terms of locking in sponsors, locking in other performers, trying to figure out all the COVID stuff.
Final decisions on crowd size and mask requirements will be made at a future time. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.